bringing ourselves into practice with whatever is here with us in this moment. Whether it be contraction in the body, not wanting, aversion in the heart-mind, or its opposite, a wanting, a longing for things to be different. Whether there be busyness of the mind, troubled feelings, troubled sensations. Let's begin with being with ourselves just as we are. Being aware of whatever thoughts are here, opening with interest and kindness as we sit in an erect and dignified way. Noticing too whatever emotions are here. Maybe they are wrapped up in the thoughts. Noticing too the feeling tone of these emotions, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And being aware of the body, scanning through the body and opening to whatever you may find here, the tight spots, the contracted spots. If there's ease in the body, letting that too be known and welcomed. Being honest with ourselves as to what's happening here and now. This mind-body process is as it is, and our practice is to know it. Not to sit wishing it were otherwise, but to sit and to know it and to open to it. With interest, with kindness, as best we can. And we won't be pushing away these experiences. Rather, now we can just gently let them be as they are in the background of our awareness. As we bring attention to the breath, how is the breath? The breath usually reflects whatever's going on for us, so opening to this. being with the breath as it is, not as we would like it to be. Noticing what takes the mind away from the breath, letting it be known, perhaps named, letting it move through, and without pushing it away, coming back to here through breathing again and again and again as a way to gather ourselves. We gather ourselves in the midst of whatever else is going on, whatever storms and conflicts, struggles and difficulty. We resolve to gather ourselves in a kindly, peaceful way. We might possibly be sitting with affliction of body, mind, or heart. And yet we can gather ourselves through the breathing. And we can deliberately gather ourselves into the body, into the breath, with a sense of calm and peace. We can bolster our intentions with some phrases. As I breathe in, I bring peace to my mind heart. As I breathe out, I bring peace to my body. Working with these phrases as you breathe in and out to bolster the intentions, the aspirations, for being a vessel of peace on this earth. As I breathe in peace to my mind and heart. As I breathe out, I bring peace to my body. Feel that resolve in the mind-heart with each in-breath. And feel the release and calm and relaxation through the body with each out-breath. Saying the phrases, breathing in, breathing out. Letting go of judgments about whether the recitation of the phrases is working, as it were, and just engage with them as you breathe in and you breathe out and see what happens next. We may know in the background experiences that are very much the opposite of peace in heart, mind, body. Yet we can still work intentionally. Breathing in, I bring peace to my mind, heart. Breathing out, I bring peace to my body. breathing in peace, breathing out peace. Mind gets caught up, you notice it, feel it through the body, let it be known. It may be the very opposite of peace. It needs to be known or there'll be no peace. And then come back to breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in peace, breathing out peace. Peace, peace. letting any phrases just be, and check in with yourself. How is the mind? How is the heart? How is the body? Letting it be known. Engaged. I'm taking a few moments as we begin to end the practice to extend some well-wishing outwards. May all beings live in peace. May all beings live in peace. Though it's difficult, may all beings live in peace. May all beings live in peace. May all beings live in peace and harmony. May all beings live in peace and harmony. May all beings be free. May all beings be free. May we all be free from our old conditioned ways and live in peace and harmony.